and Palmer's shot comes in on 18. It looks to be almost as good. Comes down, almost straight down with the pin, jumps left, and goes across the green. He's about six.
Golfer Arnold Palmer was born on this date in 1929 in Youngstown, Pennsylvania. Palmer won the Pennsylvania State High School Golf Championship twice before attending Wake Forest University on a golf scholarship. After quitting school in 1950, he served in the U.S. Coast Guard. He returned to Wake Forest in 1954, but left again after winning the U.S. Amateur Championship. He turned professional following his U.S. amateur title and earned his first victory as a professional at the 1955 Canadian Open. In 1958, he won his first Masters Championship and placed first on the official earnings list for the PGA Tour. The professional American golfer was the first to win the Masters Tournament four times and the first to earn $1 million in tournament prize money. During his professional career, he won 92 tournaments, 60 of which were on the PGA Tour. As a leading figure in world golf from the late 1950s through the mid-1960s, he attracted a vast following known as Arnie's Army. Palmer joined the senior PGA Tour, now known as the Champions Tour, upon its founding in 1980, and he retired from competitive golf in 2006. As a businessman, he served as president of the highly successful Arnold Palmer Enterprises and was national spokesman for several companies. Palmer also founded a golf course design company. He wrote a number of books, either autobiographical or concerned with the techniques of golf. Palmer was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2004.
It's rolling and into the hole. Palmer has birdied the 17th and 18th holes and has won the 1960 Masters. Casper congratulates him, and happy Arnold Palmer walks off the 18th green and the champion here at Augusta.
The Arkansas State Gazette suspended operation on this date in 1863 when Union forces captured Little Rock. Paper shortages during the war hurt the Gazette, as they did most other Southern newspapers. Christopher Columbus Danley and William Holtzman revived the Gazette on May 1, 1865. Danley editorialized in favor of resumed allegiance to the Union. The Gazette became the first state newspaper to subscribe to new telegraphic services that gave it access to news from places such as St. Louis, Missouri, Memphis, Tennessee, and New Orleans, Louisiana. Gunsmoke premiered on CBS on this date in 1955. It ran for 20 years, longer than any other network primetime series. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.